True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good addition. Going against him a number of times, always respected his game, his good speed, knows how to play the position. Some guys have good speed, but they're not true wide receiver. And football players, he's a combination of both. And like I said, I have a lot of respect for his game. By all accounts, from people that have been around him, some of whom are in our building already, they talk very highly of his professionalism and what he can do. And so, yeah, it's a good addition.
I guess I'll give McDermott the benefit of the doubt on having faced Brandon Cooks a number of times. I mean, New Orleans versus Carolina twice a year before McDermott got here. And then maybe once or twice with the Patriots or someone else. But it's not like I don't have like a catalog on the Bills playing right against Brandon Cooks. But they probably have. I'm assuming the Panthers too.
He's been in the league 12 years.
So. He's been in the league a long time.
Yeah. Although there wouldn't be that many before McDermott got here. I mean, he gets to New Orleans in 14, and by 17, McDermott's here. So
that's six games.
Yeah, all right.
Up to six games, I guess. Bulldog found three games the Bills have ever won in Pittsburgh. Forgot the OJ game, 75. You probably watched it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And I was on with Matthew Collar this morning on Purple Insider talking about Thanksgiving and the Vikings. And I brought up Randy Moss, who had one of the most famous ever individual performances on Thanksgiving. And, you know, like, well, is it the best? And I don't know if it's the best. O.J. Simpson ran for 275 yards in a game, the then single game record for the Bills in Detroit. So what are we... No. How do we grow up being taught about teams that run the ball well? You win.
Right.
Is it cause or effect? Thurman Thomas went dozens of games in his career. When he ran for 100 yards, the Bills won the game. The Bills lost to the Lions 27-14 in a game where O.J. Simpson ran for 275 yards. How?
You're going to want to get up and come over here. You're not a physically – it's 273.
Oh, 273?
Yeah.
But it's the year 75. Or 76?
76.
Sorry.
Yep.
Was that like a – you were threatening me?
I wasn't threatening you. No, I was saying like this is kind of a jerk. It's 2 yards. But it's not exactly a number everyone should know, but when you said 275, my brain went 273.
Okay.
And rather than just correct you without being confident 100%, I Googled, and so it's 273.
Anyway, well, I'm sorry for the error.
But still, the point holds, whether it's 275 or 273.
How do you lose?
They ran like crazy, and I don't know, this might be the quintessential game. Wasn't there some famous Dolphin guy from those years, Kuchenberg or Manny Fernandez or one of them that is like, they weren't interested in winning. They just wanted to get their guys yards. Maybe this is that game. I mean, I that's a
3 years later, they had learned the lesson.
I guess not.
From 73. Yeah. Jake Scott, maybe one of those guys said that on an America's Game documentary.
Yeah.
Underdog did a cool thing. They put the NFL playoff field into the college format.
Okay.
So the college format is top four teams get byes, and then 5-12, 6-11, 7-10, 8-9.
Okay.
Is there any problem, before I give you the matchups, unless you already have seen them, is there any problem with the NFL format?
I don't have one, no. Should I? No, I don't. I have not liked, I didn't need seven teams. Maybe I'll be thankful there are seven teams this year. I mean, it could come down to that. Who knows? But I did not need seven teams and therefore only one bye because of the math needing to math. So if I were thinking, and this is never going to happen, which is one of the reasons why I would say I don't have a problem with it, because my problem is not, it's like having a problem with instant replay. It's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. They're not going to take teams out and reinstall two byes. And so I'm stuck with this seven. I don't need to figure it differently than it is. With that number of teams, I think I'm sort of stuck. But my least favorite thing about the reformatting of it was the addition of the seventh team and thus only one bye.
So 12 teams make the college playoffs, and the Bills are number 12 in the standings right now.
Okay.
They would play the five, which is Indianapolis. And the winner would go to Philadelphia. They are the four. And there's still, what, 6 weeks to go?
Yeah.
5-6 weeks to go.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting to see that. Take the conferences out of play, like hockey used to be. Now, this is way back in the, what, early 80s.
Early 80s, late 70s. The Sabres played the Blues in a first round series at least one time.
Chicago,
yeah.
St. Louis, Vancouver.
Yeah, the year they went to the Cup for the first time, they played Chicago in a first round series.
81, they played Vancouver in the best of three.
Yep.
Imagine 80 games, and then you have a best of three. Silly.
Yeah.
But they took the conferences, mm-hmm. you know, off the screen.
They seeded 1 through 16. Or was it 16 back then?
It was.
Yeah.
Out of 21.
Oh, God.
So it was super tough to make it.
Five teams missed. Wow.
I wonder if Travis is coming up. I wonder if he would advocate for going back to that. Because he hates the current format mm-hmm. so much. Would he go back to 1 versus 16?
I don't know. I don't recall if he has commented on it or written about it. I've not seen it.
Okay.
It's possible he has. But no, for sure. Like that, the, you know, Tampa playing Toronto or Tampa playing Florida or Colorado playing Winnipeg in a first round series because it's the 2-3 in a stacked division is one of his least favorite things. That and the entire existence of the NHL network, I think, are the two things he despises most about hockey.
All right. So what's perfect? What's best, if not perfect? Is it the conference format? Is it that bad what they have?
Are we talking about hockey or football?
Hockey.
Here?
You say football is fine.
I say football. I mean, I'd like to go back to six teams and one, you know, two byes. But, you know, good luck with that. That bell's never getting unrung. So it's not perfect, but I'm living with it. I don't need to do anything like eliminate the conferences or anything like that in football. In hockey, I could listen to 1 through 8 on each side. I don't know that I need to go. I like there being an East versus West thing. You know, like there's an Eastern Conference and a Western Conference. I'd want to keep that in place for the playoffs. But if you wanted to go 1 through 8 instead of messing around with this division stuff where the top team plays the worst wild card and 2 and 3 always play, I mean, 2 and 3 always playing, it means you're guaranteed a great matchup, which you aren't in the other way, because if a top team gets knocked out, you're going to end up with lousier matchups down the road. That's part of the defense I think the NHL offers, is like, sure, the best teams are playing now, but at least we know we're going to see the best teams play one another. And with upsets, you never know. If you go 1 through 8 or even 1 through 16, you could end up with what, you know, looked like a lousy first-round matchup in the old days, and have that be, you know, that's your final or something, or your conference final. So I don't know that I'd want to go too far, but I would listen to 1 through 8.
What if you took this season in the NFL and went back to the previous format, 2 byes, 3, 6, 4, 5 in the first round? Right now, the Bills would be out.
Yeah, that's why I said, like, I want to be careful about not wanting the 7, but I think the bye is so valuable, so meaningful, and not just as funny. We just talked earlier already today about, you know, the Bills on the road and their struggles on the road, and I haven't really thought about home and road that often in many, many years when it comes to football. And when it pertains to the bye, I'm very consistent on, I don't even really, it's great that you get to play at home, but the big value is the week off. And only one team on each side getting that, I just think, in such a brutal sport where everybody's got to play sometimes more than once on 3 days rest, like the Bills have done twice this year, I just think it really
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sucks that only one team gets that week off.
Yes, it was perfect the old way.
Yeah.
Because there was a difference still between 1 and 2. One got home field.
Right, 2 was going to go to 1 if you got there.
Right. And so adding the 7th team means that 1 gets the bye and home field and no one else gets, you know, the claim to either thing. So, yeah, that's what you get when sports is
right,
and they just add teams and, you know, whatever for money, but nobody ever needed the 7th team and we got it. And maybe right. This year, like you say, the Bills will be lucky that it exists, but 1-2 up here, then the other games, wild card weekend, that was pretty good. All right, Bills and Steelers Sunday, 4:25. Bills are a 3.5-point favorite in the game in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that much more throughout the day. Travis Yost coming up, Sal Capaccio as well. The Sabres are in Pittsburgh too. That's original. 6 o'clock pregame, Paul Hamilton will join us then. The Steelers, so I talked to Andrew Filipponi today, and I don't know, like they're also, maybe Chicago normally would be like this, but they're winning a little bit. The Steelers fan base seems pretty negative right now. And I think maybe so is ours, relatively speaking. I mean, just worried, if not negative.
Yeah.
Because I felt like Andrew and I were having a conversation about why the other person's team should win. You know, like he sort of, won't Josh Allen go hero ball, you know, Superman game in this? Yeah. Like, well, I don't know. They really didn't block for him that well.
I think there is a fair amount of negativity on either side. I think in Pittsburgh, like we talked yesterday with Will Graves about, and then a little bit aside from that part of the conversation with him, they're just the familiarity of this. It's like, best guy I can find at quarterback. Let's keep going. Let's win our 10 games. Like, they don't have, like, the Bills fan base is growing frustrated with how repetitive these seasons have become, too. but you know you have. And Allen is even, there's a frustration in that they've not done enough to capitalize on Allen during the front half of his career, and that's totally valid, but you start stripping away the similarities, you get to, I've got this guy, they don't. And there's that's a very familiar frustration for us during the 2000s before Allen got here. Like, I just don't. I'm always on the corner begging. I need a quarterback. Fitzpatrick, let's give him a contract. We just took everybody we could find for a ride to try to find someone who could do it. And you don't have to do that anymore. So there's it's a level above, but there is frustration because the Bills, they keep meeting the same fate, even with Allen. Pittsburgh doesn't even have that. They just, I'm not going anywhere. I don't have a guy that can beat any of these 3, 4, 5 kingpin quarterbacks in a playoff game. What am I even doing here? Is how I think Pittsburgh fans should feel and do feel.
I mean, we talked about it yesterday, like you said, and you could go around and around on this. I think it depends on just sort of what your attitude is as a fan and maybe your age. Because if I were a Steelers fan and I am grateful for my team's championships, but I'd just be so bored.
Mm-hmm.
And, you and I have a job where you want to make it interesting. And having to have conversations every year about whether Mike Tomlin should come back so we can go 9-8 again and lose by 20 points in the playoffs. Like, I'd just be so bored with it.
Yep.
Let's just try something else. Set a new course. They have 6 titles. Like, just, what are you afraid of?
Be a little proactive.
What are you afraid of?
Try something, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, whereas, on our end of things, again, I understand and respect the frustration with the outcomes here with the Bills. But I do think when you've got that guy, you've got Allen, get in the playoffs, anything can happen. Joe Flacco got hot for 3 games, and they win the Super Bowl. And Allen is 10 times the quarterback Flacco ever was. So I have a legit shot. As much as you can be frustrated with McDermott and the results and the different outcomes that were impacted by poor decisions and whatever, to me they've got a huge, it's not even a leg up, it's like they got a whole body up on the Steelers.
Oh.
You just can't touch what the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens have had here when you're just cycling through has-beens.
You put it like that. Travis Yost coming up at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Happy Thanksgiving. This is WGR.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.